So, Cal, I think it's safe to say we were a bit dead and buried at half time. You made 3 substitutions and, well, seemed to work out for us in the end.
It was one of them. You know, the formation that we picked, and obviously with the injuries that we've got, we wanted to continue really with the great performance that we had against Tamworth last week. You know, with that formation and the work rate that we've shown, but that wasn't, we weren't able to start that way. But it was, you know, it was forced on us to a certain extent. It was one of the things that I was thinking later on in the game that we might need to change. I think it's like it is going to Broadhurst Park. It's the same kind of Esley Park that you want to quieten the crowd and you know, see out as much of the game as you can and try and get the crowd turned, you know, so that they're nervous and it can, you know, transmit into the players then. But with the helping hands, we ended up giving Stockport to take the 3-goal lead. It was more, okay, desperation. You know, I was quite comfortable in what we were doing. It just needed a little bit of rejigging and, you know, thankfully it's worked.
It was a point we were making at half time, the fact that, you know, we have chopped and changed a lot since pre-season. Are you any the wiser now, the way we finished that game in your start in 11, or is it all just reactive to injuries?
It's not really, they always play a part, obviously, in any starting 11, but it's more so with the amount of new players that we brought in. It's finding the right balance and finding the right blend. You know, the few results that we've had that haven't been to our, you know, to what we'd like, obviously cause question marks for myself about certain players, but also to the players themselves. You know, they think about the game. You know, they're at a club that they want to, you know, be successful at. So it's one where we're still kind of working through, and people are finding out each other's characters. It happens like that when you bring in a lot of new players. It takes time for them to gel and get to know each other. But, you know, things like today really help in that respect, because as I've just said to her in there, It's one of them situations that as a manager you don't want to be. You don't want to be making 3 subs at half time and try to change things around, you know, because you feel for the subs. Some of them, you know, have been made when lads are probably feeling a little bit vulnerable, and you want them to show character and play them through that vulnerability to a certain extent. But sometimes you're forced into situations. But the thing that was shown was the lads who went on worked as hard for themselves and their teammates as for the, you know, the 3 lads who have taken off at half time. Because that's the kind of dressing room that we're breeding, and one that will carry us forward and make sure that we go on from strength to strength. You know, we are going to lose games, we're going to win games, and we're going to draw games. But what we'll be able to do is look each other in the eye and make sure that we can stand next to people shoulder to shoulder and know that you've got an honest lad stood next to you.
Now, this is a question that a lot of people have been asking on forums and today's after this performance in the second half. Tom Greaves has gone out on Joel Reg at Rammer. Where are we with that now after that display in the second half?
He played 90 minutes, which did him great. Rather than training with us on Tuesday, he got 90 minutes in, and that's it. That's the arrangement. He was available for us for the FA Cup. By his own admittance, he wants to get up to a level where he can be competing for a starting spot, and that's where we want to get him to, so that he gives him the full opportunity to do that. You know, coming on 3-0 down, and he's definitely contributed in his performance to the result that we've got today.
And just a quick question then. Going into this game, you wanted to keep your cards to your chest about the injuries going into this game. Are you able to give us any light now about your team selection, about which players were injured? I think McCarthy, and was yeah. Logan injured as well? Is that why?
No, I just wanted to give Callum Mantak his debut, and also, you know, I thought that Joel Senior had a really good game last week against Tamworth, so that was the feeling there. I think Joel's done really well, especially starting at home, but done even better when he's come on away from home. So that was the thinking behind that one. You know, it's one of them things. You're still trying to work people's characters out, but like I say, I'll go back to the strength and belief within the dressing room of that togetherness that we're building. You know, it does take a little bit of time, but occasions like today certainly speed up that process.
And lastly, with regards to personnel, we've signed Sefton Gonzalez. He's played here, he's played at a fair few clubs. What's the thinking then, Sefton coming?
He gives us a different option. He's got the physicality, the height that sometime we're going to require. And he's a good player. You know, he's played here, he's played at Clevedo. He's a lad who I've known about for a long while, but you know, finally got a chance to meet him and have a chat. He came along to the Bursko Youth Cup game, and I was having a chat with him there, and he struck me as a really, really good lad. Somebody who wants to do well, wants to work hard and do well, and you know, hopefully we can create. Well, we've got the right environment where someone of Sefton's quality is going to flourish.
Well, Carl, thank you for joining us.